This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Ya'juj Ma'juj, everybody knows Ya'juj Ma'juj? They are mentioned in two places in the Quran. One is this mention, and then it's mentioned in Surah Anbiya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the same thing, about what's happening. Then he says, Hatta idha futihat Ya'juj wa Ma'juj wa hum min kulli hadabin yansilun. Till the day when futihat, the opening for Ya'juj, the Ya'juj Ma'juj are let loose. Min kulli hadabin yansilun, and from every slope, every mound, every hill they will come, you know, like ants everywhere. So what is the population of Ya'juj Ma'juj and who are they? That's the next question. And by the way, they're also mentioned in the Genesis in the Bible, in Ezekiel, and in Revelation, as Gog and Magog, Ya'juj Ma'juj. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so in case people think that these are some special creatures or something, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they are two tribes from the descendants of Adam alaihi wasallam. So they are human beings which have been isolated with Allah's wisdom in one area somewhere under the earth, under these mountains. And the Prophet ﷺ said, and if they were allowed to come out, they would cause mischief, as we said, and ruin the people's lives. They have a power of destruction, absolute destruction. And according to the Bible, they say that Gog Magog are from one of the three sons of Nuh alayhi salam, which doesn't contradict it, because children of Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, they said there were three sons according to the Bible. Sam is from whom? The Semite tribes, the Arabs, the Jews, and all of that came, and the Romans. Ham, from which the African tribes came, and Japheth. And Japheth is from whom the Turks and nations of this Mongolia and all of that came. So according to Genesis, Gog Magog are descendants of Japheth. And as we know, they are hidden in the earth by a barrier, and they will be released in the end of times. And when did this happen? This will happen after the coming of the Dajjal and after the coming of Isa alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described some of them, that they have small eyes and they have sort of relatively flat faces, like they've been bashed and that sort of thing. Obviously, this kind of destruction has taken place before from people who look like that, and you came from those areas. Who were they? Genghis Khan, Genghis Khan, the Tartars, Mongols. And the world had never seen that kind of slaughter and cruelty. And they said these are Ya'juj Ma'juj, but obviously they were not. And the Great Wall of China is not the barrier, because it was made of iron and copper, not the way it is. A tourist attraction that you climb on. Okay. So they were not it. And the coming of Ya'juj Ma'juj is a major, one, like we said, one of the 10 major signs that, and we can go over some of those. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among the 10 major signs, he says, is the coming of the Mahdi. Mahdi is the leader of the believers of the time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, his name will be my name, and his father's name would be my father's name. So his name will be Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And he said, and he is from the descendants of Fatima through Sayyidina Hassan. So it follows that he is going to be a descendant. He is from the Ahlul Bayt. And he will come and he will bring peace and justice and all of that. Then at that point, Dajjal will come, which is the second of those major signs. And we know Dajjal, this special trial that human beings will go through, the greatest trial, which the trial of Dajjal is that of Iman, because he will convince people that he himself is God. Not even Jesus, but God. And he will, Allah will empower him with such things that nobody can do. Okay, and we don't need to go into details, but if you have questions, we can deal with it afterwards. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down, as we know, Isa alayhi salam. And he will descend in the area of Sham, where Syria is, where all this destruction is going on. And then there will be a fight between. And Dajjal, in the meantime, will spread corruption everywhere, except he will not be allowed into Mecca and Medina, where the angels will be guarding. Then Isa alayhi salam will be sent down, and Isa alayhi salam is the one who is going to slay the Dajjal, kill the Dajjal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Isa alayhi salam and his followers, who are going to be his followers, the Muslims of the time, that Ya'juj Ma'juj are being released, you will not be able to withstand them, so run and hide up in the mountains. So whichever mountains there are, they will leave. He could kill the Dajjal, but he cannot handle Ya'juj Ma'juj. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day came out in the morning, and our mother Zainab bint Jahsh was there, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked very worried. His face was red, and he said, "Woe to the Arabs, you know, because a great fitna has been released." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, what happened?" He said, "Today the Ya'juj Ma'juj have opened their barrier," and he did this. He held his thumb and index that big. In other words, they are coming soon. So she said, "Ya Rasulullah, will we be destroyed?" She knows that there, that means destruction is coming, when there are good and righteous people among us. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Yes, when, you know, evil, khabith, prevails in the dunya." I don't think we've lived in any era of time where evil has spread so wide in the world as it is today. Every kind of evil that used to be in a small qawm here and there, all of those are combined now, and it's become the law everywhere. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that every day these Ya'juj Ma'juj, and there are in numbers that is unimaginable, because we'll come to that hadith also. How can they overpower? We have nuclear weapons, we have this, we have that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every day they are trying to penetrate through this barrier. And they dig it, dig it, dig it, till they come, they just start to see sun. In other words, they are in the dark. They just start to see some rays of sun. And the one who is in charge of them says to them, "Now go and rest, tomorrow we will go through this, we will open it." And when they come back next morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the barrier as it was before. No opening. Again they dig, dig, dig. Every day this happens, they get close, they say, "Come tomorrow." Till the day when it is written, then the leader will say to them, he say, "Come back tomorrow and we will open this inshallah." This is the third inshallah. This comes from the hadith. And the next day they come, they'll find it still half open, and then they'll come out. Then when they come out, they are just going to be crawling like waves over waves, complete destruction. They will kill everybody. They will destroy all the plants. The hadith said that they will come to this lake of Tiberias, which is in Palestine. And when the first group goes through, the second group will come. They will say, "Oh, there used to be a lake here," because they've drunk all the water. They've had all the water. Complete destruction. They will destroy all of humanity. And when they think nobody's left, they don't know that Isa alayhi salam and the believers are hiding in the mountains. They say, "Now we've destroyed, we've conquered the earth. Now we are going to conquer the heavens." So they will point their arrows and shoot them into the heavens, into the skies. And the arrows will come down with their tips with blood on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that happen. So they say, "See, we even got, now we are ruling the heavens and we are ruling the earth." Then Isa alayhi salam and the believers will raise their hands and they say, Ya Allah, save us from Ya'juj Ma'juj. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a disease, some sort of a worm, that will strike them on their necks. And within, like simultaneously, all of them, that would be the cause of their death. I mean, the death is decreed by Allah, but they will die. So the Prophet ﷺ said that for every one of you, there is 999 of Ya'juj Ma'juj. Because when he said that the denizens of the residents of Jahannam, for every one of you, there'll be 999 in Jahannam. He said, those are the Ya'juj Ma'juj. So that's the proportion. So imagine if there is 10 billion people living on the earth, multiply that by 999, that's the volume, sheer volume of what is going to be released from them. Now, where are they? We don't know. Now, you might say, well, Google has mapped the whole world, Google Earth. We don't see no barrier. We don't know what has happened all those years in that barrier. Maybe it's covered with mud. Maybe the sandstorms have covered. Maybe trees have grown over it. Maybe it's under snow and ice. You know, it's in the north. So we don't know. So Allah has kept them somewhere. Allah has the power. We don't see them. We don't see the barrier. But it is an essential part of our belief because Allah has mentioned it. And it's been mentioned in previous. Not because it's mentioned in previous scriptures, but because Allah has mentioned it in the Quran. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that these bodies will be sitting there, and all the creatures of the earth, the predators, will be full. There'll be so much to eat that they'll be just full from eating these, and they will just start to stink. And then it will become so terrible that again, Isa ﷺ and his companions will make dua, Ya Allah, protect us from this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send some special birds, like he sent Ababil, who will come with long necks and pick up these bodies and throw them into the ocean. Then Allah will send a cleansing rain, which will wipe out the remains. And then things will return to normal. And then Isa alayhi salam and the believers will descend. And then the best period of humanity has seen of Iman and Amal, of peace, will prevail for about 40 years till Isa alayhi salam passes away. And then after that, Fitna Fasad will come again till the end. So this is the story of Ya'juj Ma'juj. Among the 10 major signs, we've talked about Imam Mahdi, Dajjal, Isa alayhi salam, Ya'juj Ma'juj, and then a few more signs that there's a special smoke that's going to appear as a sign, which will blanket the whole earth, whether this is some event that occurs because of a nuclear warfare, whether it occurs because of a meteor, or Allah just creates this smoke that's been mentioned that will blanket the entire planet for 40 days. And when a smoke like that blankets the planet, you know what happens? Freezing temperatures. So then there is the coming of the beast, that Allah from the earth, like he took out Ya'juj Ma'juj, this beast will come out, which is mentioned in Surah An-Naml, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the word is fulfilled against the people of that time, Allah will bring out from the earth a beast from them to speak to them. It will speak and will mark people as believer and disbeliever. And then, one of the last things is the laws of the heavens would be changed, that the sun would rise from the west instead of from the east, because the Prophet ﷺ said in the Muttafiqun alayhi hadith, agreed upon, that the sa'a, the hour, will not come until the sun has risen from the west. And when it rises, people will see it, they will all believe, but that will be the time when it will be no good to a person because it's too late. And then in those last days, there are three major earthquakes or landslides, which will make Monday's earthquake look like, kindergarten earthquake. One in the east, one in the west, one in the Arabian Peninsula. And then He said that that will happen only when the people have reached the highest levels of immorality. That's after Isa, all of that, only the evil is left, then Allah will take the believers, and then a fire will start, the big fire which will start from the area of Hadramaut in Yemen and move north, force people towards Sham and Philistine. And then a man would come by the name of Dhul Suwaqatayn from Abyssinia who will destroy the Kaaba and take everything from there. Those are the 10 signs that are for the last time. And then Yajuj Majuj, as we said. So this is the story of Dhul Qarnayn. What we learned from that is, first of all, it was in response to what the Jews had asked and the Quraysh had asked. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, this is the fitna of power, that power corrupts, but here was a righteous king or powerful man, just like Sulaiman alayhi salam, that Allah has sent prophets even and messengers and kings who are righteous to show us if you have wealth, how you should be, if you have power, how you should be, as opposed to what we commonly see as anybody who becomes a king or a president, what they do in life. And again, for us who are never going to be kings and presidents, we have, each one of us has been given a domain, which is our houses, our communities. How do we act in them? With justice, with righteousness, with fairness, with belief, enjoining good, helping people, all of those. And that Allah is the one who is the owner of all asbab, of all means. Health, the means through exercise, diet, rest, whatever you can, genetics, these are all asbab, medicine, surgery, all asbab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Provision, whether it's from farming the land, whether it's planting olive trees and fruit trees, whether it's, you know, raising goats and sheep and chicken and all risk is also Allah has made means. Allah can give without means, but He has made this a means for us. So there is means for everything, to achieve everything, which Allah makes, facilitates for us. So if we are true ibad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way out of every difficulty, with or without means, for a believer. So let us try and be true ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know our place, who I am. I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm a weak slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I try and obey Him. And when I fail, I turn back to Him for forgiveness. And if I do achieve some of the things He wants me to do, I thank Him for giving me the tawfiq and the ability. And if I lead my life in that way, then this fitna that's coming, and the fitna that we face of the same iman, and wealth, and knowledge, and power, all of these trials will become a means of making us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as opposed to taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making us forget the one who gave us these means, and gave us the honor, and gave us power, and gave us wealth, and all of that. So inshallah, with that, we will conclude this session, and we will inshallah do one more, which is the last 10 ayahs or 11 ayahs, and then a summary of all the lessons that we get from Surah Kahf, which will be inshallah next time, and I'm hoping to complete the surah next time. So inshallah, we'll open this up for questions and answers. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.